You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. A major announcement is going to be made by Governor Brown in about 10 minutes. There's speculation that the governor will announce that he's signing SB 100, the climate change legislation that's sitting on his desk. I have a brief interview window scheduled with the governor at noon today, and you'll hear that conversation on Insight tomorrow. Meanwhile, Governor Brown opens his International Global Climate Action Summit this week in San Francisco, and an event affiliated with that summit is happening today on the UC Davis campus. It's a symposium titled Managing Land in a Changing Climate to Improve Agricultural Resilience, Food Security, and Health. On the phone with me is the California Department of Conservation Director, Dr. David Bunn. And Director Bunn, I'm glad to have you today on Insight with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So who's coming to Davis for this event today?
Scientists, practitioners across several areas, experts in agriculture, in food security, and in health and disease, because these issues are all very linked.
Is there a focus to the climate change and agricultural conversation, or are you going across a big landscape?
Well, there is a focus. The focus is how do we manage lands to basically improve agricultural resiliency, food security, and health. In other words, it's really about how do we manage the lands and the impacts they have on these other issues. So, that's the kind of the core of the conversation today.
You're also looking for ideas, though, and dialogue on future planning, aren't you?
Absolutely. So, you know, in California, we do land use planning, but we need new methods and techniques to preserve the most important agricultural lands in the state. I mean, the fundamental goal here is how do we protect those lands so we can produce food far into the future.
In the drought years, we had a lot of fallow acreage. Is fallow land a strategy?
I don't think it's a strategy, but it's a consideration. As lands go fallow from drought, we want to make sure the lands go fallow are lands that have the lower value in terms of their productivity for agriculture. And what we want to do is make sure we have water available for the most productive lands.
To what degree, Director Bunn, is California's place as a leading agricultural state and the capital of the farm-to-fork movement at risk because of the impact of climate change?
Well, California, like the rest of the world, is going to experience fairly significant changes to climate and water availability, and therefore we need to be prepared to adapt to it. In other words, come up with new technology, new strategies of how we actually manage the landscape, so that we produce food at a higher level than we are today. So it's a lot about land use planning, but there are other methods that will be discussed here today.
Well, I guess I'm asking about the bumper or the cushion around what we're already experiencing and the technology and solutions that are in place to offset our changing climate.
Well, I'm not sure there are bumpers. I think, you know, we this is a very serious topic because, the climate will be changing and agriculture is very dependent on the climate. So it's very, very important that we look very carefully at it and we bring the best minds to the table and ranchers and farmers who actually produce the food and know so much. So I think the most important thing we can do is bring people together that involved in agriculture from all aspects of it. You know, we really need to bring all the voices to come up with solutions that are effective.
The governor insists and continues to drive California policy in a way that California becomes a leader. Do you feel that you pick up that same mantle in the conversation about agriculture? And does the voice on climate change and ag need to be a leadership voice coming out of California?
Absolutely. The governor is quite a leader, and working for him, that's the ethic he instills in us who work for him, that basically we always should be pushing the envelope and always should be on the cutting edge. And, you know, many of the things we achieve here in California will often be adopted by other states and other nations. So we play a very important role in the world.
His summit is the first here in the state. Has this symposium or some variation of it happened before at UC Davis?
No, this is the first symposium of this type because it's directly affiliated and associated with the summit occurring later this week in San Francisco. So, no, it's a unique gathering here.
demonstrations happened. We're seeing scenes and sounds from yesterday. The estimate is more than 30,000 people in the street. Is there any demonstration activity on campus today?
Haven't noticed any yet. I think it's mostly focused down in San Francisco. And I think, you know, that's most of that demonstration, I think, is very consistent with what the goals are of the summit. It's talking about, you know, expressing the concern over climate change. And I think everybody involved in the summit and all the affiliated events agree that's a really important thing to highlight right now.
You're right. In fact, Director Bunn, some of the message of the demonstrations has been be more aggressive, do more. So if I apply that to your focus, climate change and ag, what about becoming more aggressive and moving faster and differently?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think we have to, for example, you know, there's one thing that deals with reducing greenhouse gases. The other end is how do we adapt to the change? And today in this conversation at Davis, we're looking at what are the things we need to do to more aggressively prepare to adapt to change. And so we really need to push it. You know, UC Davis is like the number two agricultural university in the world. It has the number one veterinary school in the world that works on diseases associated with animal production around the world. So we have been on the forefront of the campus here, and they will continue to be so. But I think really this part of the today is a call that we really even need to step that up even further.
I feel undereducated in how the minds are going to come together in the management of lands. Can you give me an example of a specific problem or direction that some of the conversation will go for me to better understand it in a literal sense?
Sure. So one of the most important impacts on agricultural lands is sprawl from cities, for example, in the Central Valley. And sprawl has two types of impacts. One, it increases greenhouse gas emissions because people commute further to work to go out to the rural houses scattered all over the landscape to go to work in the city. The other is it reduces our capacity to grow food. So on the adaptation side, it also has a negative impact. So on the what we can do, for example, at counties and cities, our land use planners, it's very important that they have the tools, the information, the knowledge to understand what the impact is of their land use decisions. And our department in the last couple of years, for example, has developed a new tool for planners in California. It's called TerraCount. We're previewing here today at the symposium. But basically, it's a tool for land use planners to see any land use decision they make, what impact will it have on agricultural conservation, water use, and other benefits we're concerned about.
So TerraCount is the new tool?
Okay. The new tool.
All right. Well, hopefully we can find a link for more information on that. And related to the governor's action, are you expecting him to sign SB 100 today?
I think there's an announcement at 10. I'll let him make that announcement.
You handled that very well. Your symposium, is it open to the public? Are there any sessions that are today?
It is. You have to register, but I think you can register if you walk in. So that's fine.
Okay.
It'll be going all day and until 7 this evening.
All right. Well, again, with all that, I appreciate your time today, Dr. Bunn, and hope that we can continue this conversation.
Great. Thanks so much.
That is from the California Department of Conservation, Dr. David Bunn. He is the director, and we're talking about that symposium. We'll post a link in case you want to jump in and attend some of the sessions today. And again, that announcement is coming up by Governor Brown in just about 2 minutes. You can follow it on CAP Radio, and we'll have my conversation with the governor tomorrow on Insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones, and our executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. We are back with another live show tomorrow.